to order, CVAG's Homeless Committee. Today is Wednesday, May 19th, 2021. It's 10 o'clock a.m. Just to be clear, the agenda was posted with a link for members of the public to participate. We're doing a webinar on Zoom for this meeting. And during public comments could have been submitted by writing ahead of time, or there's a feature where you can raise your hand on the phone with *9 or on the Zoom to be heard for public comment. So welcome everyone. The first item after call to order is roll call.
Thank you, Chair. City of Blythe?
Here.
City of Cathedral City?
Present.
City of Coachella?
Present.
City of Desert Hot Springs?
Present.
City of Indian Wells?
Present.
City of Indio? City of La Quinta? City of La Quinta?
Present.
City of Palm Desert?
Present.
City of Palm Springs?
Here.
City of Rancho Mirage?
Here.
Riverside County 4th District?
Here.
Desert Healthcare District?
Here.
Agua Caliente? And Cabazon. Chair, we have a quorum.
Thank you very much. And just to note, Agua Caliente has joined us, and we have a new member on this committee, which is John Preckwinkle, who's new on the Tribal Council. So we welcome his participation, and hopefully he'll join us here and can introduce himself, and we can all introduce ourselves. But really exciting to have all of them participating here today with us. So the next item is public comment on agenda items. This is the time and place for members of the public to address the Homelessness Committee on agenda items. That's agenda items only, and then we'll have at the end of the meeting a non-agenda item public comment. So please limit comments to 3 minutes. Do we have any public comments today?
Chair, we did not receive any written comments, and I do not see any hands raised.
And just a reminder, again, for members of the public, they press *9, is that right, on the phone to raise their hand to be called on for public comment. So seeing none, we will move to chair committee CVAG staff announcement. So first, is there any announcements from members at this time? I don't see any. Is there staff, do you have any announcements at this time?
I don't believe we do, Madam Chair.
Okay, I have none as well. So the next item is the consent calendar. So that includes approving the April 21st Homeless Committee meeting minutes, and then authorizing the executive director to negotiate and execute amendment number 2 to the agreement between CVAG and Riverside County for strategic planning and implementation of regional homelessness services, extending the term of contract for government affairs and public policy advisor Greg Rodriguez through June 30, 2022, with an optional second year for an additional $30,000 annually. Are there any items that anyone would like to pull from the consent calendar, or can I have a motion to approve both items and consent?
Madam Chair, La Quinta will make a motion to approve the consent calendar.
Second.
Coachella will second.
Thank you. There's a motion and a second. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, I'll just thank Greg for his service. I mean, I've watched Greg work tirelessly. You must be working 80 hours a week in all of your different roles, and you really have been an asset to this committee, as well as, you know, the homelessness work for the county and regionally. And I think we couldn't have done it without you, and I'm just really glad to be working with you. I know you take calls trying house people every day, talking to the state to try to get, you know, tens of millions of dollars for our region and leading the COC. It's truly impressive, and we're really glad to have your leadership with us and with this committee.
Thank you. Madam Chair, if I may, I'd like to just echo your sentiments, what you said to Greg Rodriguez. I've known him for years. I think Charlie and John Pena and I can all test being on this committee as long as we have. We've seen such a big change in motivation and moving forward, and just incredible things have happened. And a lot of it's due to you, Greg, and we really appreciate it because it's a real good cause what we're doing here. But from Cathedral City, thank you very much as well.
Thank you.
Absolutely.
Any other comments?
Oops. Yeah, I guess I'll add that I echo those. I mean, Greg's an okay guy and he's done an okay job. I'm kidding. Love you, Greg. Really appreciate you. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? And just for everyone who just joined us, we'll do intros in a second, but we're on the consent calendar. So there's a motion and a second. We don't need a roll call vote, right? We can just all say aye. And okay, so if all those in favor, please say aye.
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 Those any opposed? Any abstentions? The items, the consent calendar passes unanimously. Thank you all. I see Mayor Pro Tem Furman has joined us from Indio, I think. And then John Preckwinkle, we just did an intro for you. So you're our new member representing Agua Caliente. Thank you for being here. We're truly excited to have you. And if you'd like to say a few words to introduce yourself to our committee, you're welcome to do that.
Yeah, so hello, I'm the newest member for Agua Caliente Band of Cuyo Indians, there's like another meeting going on in my background. thanks guys, and you know, I'm sitting here, I'm just gonna see what I can learn and, you know, bring back to the council, and hopefully we can help with something.
Perfect, welcome, it's great to have you, and normally we'd be in person and we could all chat back and forth, but we'll just go around and say, if everyone could say your name and your city or who you represent, and you know, a little intro so that we can all welcome each other in this new committee with a new member. I see Councilmember Music's unmuted, if you'd like to start.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Music, City of Indian Wells, and we're so glad to have you. It's always nice to have the more the better, as I feel it's very strong. So welcome.
Feel free to just mute and go around. I see Mark Carnavali.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Welcome, John. I believe my family and your family have been known each other for years, and glad to have you here. And having the newest casino in Cathedral City, it's going to be an honor working with you here along on this committee. Anything I can do to be an assistant to you, please don't hesitate to give me a call. I'd love to meet you one day for coffee. Thank you.
Councilmember Pai, I'll just go in order of my Brady Bunch screens.
Hi, I'm Jan Pai from Desert Hot Springs, and welcome, John.
I see Mayor Pro Tem Townsend.
Welcome, John, to this fabulous commission. This is one of the hardest working ones that are in the Coachella Valley, doing a great service, and we certainly do recognize the contributions that the Agua Caliente bring to this commission. So welcome aboard.
Council Member Rodriguez.
Welcome, John. I'm out from the City of Blythe, out by the river. Welcome to the committee.
Board Member Carol Rogers.
Thank you. I'm Carol Rogers, Desert Healthcare District and Foundation. We look forward to working with you, John.
Councilmember Pena.
Hello to all of you. And I know we have a couple of new members as well, too. So welcome to all of you. It is a great committee. I think we're doing a great deal of work for those who can't speak for themselves. So welcome again. And we look forward to your input.
Carrie Harmon.
Good morning, John. I'm serving on behalf of Supervisor Perez. Welcome. I have to say, as I work across the county, that the work that this committee has done has really paved the way for housing and services, and really to tackle one of our most critical problems right now. So welcome.
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Furman.
Good morning, John, and welcome to this committee. It's a great committee, a lot of good things going on. As I navigate my technical difficulties with my Zoom, welcome to our world. Nonetheless, looking forward to working with you and strengthening our relationships with the tribe. So welcome.
Greg Rodriguez.
Sorry about that. Welcome, John. I'm Greg Rodriguez. I'm with serve dual roles, obviously, as you can tell by the consent calendar, with a contract with CVAG for collaborative efforts with around homelessness and assistance with the CV200. And then I also work for Supervisor Perez as his government affairs and public policy advisor. So welcome. Glad to have the tribe back on.
And Councilmember Jonathan.
Sorry about that. I'm trying to drive and do a Zoom meeting at the same time. Okay, I'm not driving. John, welcome. You are now part of an amazing team, as you've already heard, and always welcome the tribe's participation. Looking forward to working with you. Thank you. City of Palm Desert, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Erica, would you like to introduce yourself too?
Welcome, Council Member. I'm Erica Felci, and I'm with CVAG staff, working with Greg, and Tom Kirk is also on the line, and welcome to our committees.
Thank you. Did we get everyone? Would anyone else like to introduce themselves?
Yes, Chair, I would introduce myself. Welcome, John. My name's Denise Delgado from the city of Coachella. I'm also a new member, and I'm very proud of this committee. It's done wonderful things, and I've learned a great deal from my short time here already, and I'm sure you will do the same. Welcome.
Thank you, Councilmember Delgado. I'm sorry I was holding off on you because I knew you were a new member and I wanted to do you last. So thank you for jumping in there. I apologize. I'm really glad to have you, Councilmember Delgado. I know you've been a leader in the community and done a lot of work that's relevant to homelessness and poverty. So we're very grateful to have you on this committee and here today. So thank you. Our next item, and there is in the packet, there's a member roster for anyone who would like to know who everyone is after this. So the next item is item 6 for discussion and action. So first item is 6A, appointment of regional representative to SCAG Policy Committee. Can we have a staff report, please?
Good morning, Madam Chair, members of the committee, and for the new folks, my name is Peter Satin. I'm the regional planner with Coachella Valley Association of Governments. And I'm going to be providing a brief summary of CVAG's representation to the Southern California Association of Governments, of which we are a member. We have formal representation via 2 members to their regional council, but SCAG's regional council receives policy input and recommendations from a variety of policy committees, one of which is the Community Economic and Human Development Committee. In 2019, CVAG's executive committee appointed council member Jan Pai from Desert Hot Springs to represent CVAG on this committee. And they further recommended that these appointments should be reviewed and discussed every 2 years. So we're nearing the end of that 2-year term for council member Pai. And we would she has indicated that she'd be interested in allowing somebody else to serve on this policy committee. So with that, I'd like to pass it back to Madam Chair to lead a discussion and would request that this committee offer, recommend that this committee offer a nomination to the executive committee for appointment on this council. Thank you.
Thank you. Councilmember Pai, do you have anything to add to that staff report?
I just thought that another person should have the opportunity. Is nothing negative against SCAG. Someone asked me a question about it, and the question was, I'm trying to allow for diversity on the homeless committee. You do meet once a month, and you meet in LA. It's a good opportunity. It has helped me a lot in governing here and in Desert Hot Springs. And I just think I shouldn't hoard it. And that's why I want someone else to join.
Thank you so much. And thank you for your service there representing CVAG. Thank you. So the recommendation is to nominate a CVAG representative to SCAG's committee, and that will go to the executive committee for approval. So are there any volunteers or any nominations?
Well, a quick question for Peter or either Jan. I know they meet in Los Angeles once a month. What is the time and what is the day?
I don't have the specifics of their meeting times. They've been meeting remotely during the COVID pandemic, of course. I would defer to Councilmember Pai if she has a recollection.
It's 10 o'clock. Usually it's 9 to 10 o'clock.
What day of the week, Jan?
I don't remember. It is during the week. And I don't remember what day. And you have to get up very early to make it. Like around 7, 6:30.
We're trying to get volunteers here, Councilmember Pai.
I have to tell the truth.
I appreciate that. No, thank you. So is staff able to pull that information for the schedule? Is it online? Or are there any volunteers?
I'm sure looking it up right now.
I am.
excuse me.
Chair, it looks like it's on Thursdays at 9:30 generally.
Is it once a month?
They can be. It has anywhere between 1 and 2 meetings a month, it looks like. In February, for example, February 2021, there were 2 meetings but the rest of this year, there has only been 1 meeting. The next meeting is June 3rd.
Is it online, on Zoom, or in person?
It is remote, Madam Chair.
Any other questions or comments?
Well, if there's no questions or comments, Mayor Pro Tem Furman will volunteer for this position.
That's great. I would second that nomination. I'll make a motion to appoint Mayor Pro Tem Furman to that role.
And I'd be glad to be an alternate. If Wayman can't make it, I'll be an alternate.
That'd be great. I'll include that in my motion.
And I'll second include it in my second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Anyone else who's interested? Thank you.
Sounds good.
I jumped the gun because I was so excited to have Mayor Pro Tem Furman, a volunteer here. I know that that's a commitment. It's hard when we live in the Coachella Valley and we're isolated from some of these bodies. And so it is a commitment for people who serve. So thank you to both you and Councilmember Carnevale for stepping up into that role. So motion and a second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your willingness to serve.
Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman Furman, on the special committee for the homeless. I beat you out of that, so now you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it.
The next item is item 6B, expanded partnerships for the CV Housing First program. This would be to authorize the executive director to negotiate and execute no-cost MOUs, memorandums of understanding, with CSU San Bernardino, Inland Counties Legal Services, Inland Empire Health Plan, Jewish Family Services of the Desert, as well as other providers who can expand the services to assist the CV Housing First program. Can we have a staff report, please?
Chair and committee members, thank you. The CV Housing First program is now several months into its in-house operations. The program has refined its focus on the CV 200. This by name list is our list that's been made with law enforcement. It focuses in on the high utilizers of service. The case management for these clients on the CV 200 is often wide ranging. It can help address medical, mental health, substance misuse, also legal services, and establishing self-sufficiency. as part of the in-house transition, CVAC staff have worked to increase partnerships and establish new relationships with other programs and service providers. So Cal State University San Bernardino has a nursing program that we would like to work with the CV200. Inland County Legal Services, they offer an array of services for legal and disability and Social Security. Inland Empire Health Plan, and then Jewish Family Services of the Desert, they also do outreach, and we've been partnering with them. We can also use this opportunity for the no-cost MOUs to establish other relationships with service providers that aren't listed. With this authorization, CVAC staff will continue to establish partnerships with these providers. The fiscal analysis, there's no cost to these agreements. The benefits to the agreements will increase collaboration and also is aimed at reducing the costs of the CV Housing First program. The recommendation is to authorize the executive director to negotiate. Authorize the executive director to negotiate and execute the no-cost memorandums of understanding and California State University, San Bernardino, Inland Counties, Legal Services Inc., Inland Empire Health Plan, Jewish Family Services of the Desert, as well as other providers who can expand the services to assist the CV Housing First program. That concludes my staff report. I'm available for questions.
Thank you. Are there any questions for Tom? Director Rogers.
I was just wondering, is this the time where Tom is going to give us a report on his population that he's with the 200 homeless people that he's serving?
You mean an update on the CV200? We have our CV200. We have 25 that are permanently housed from the first quarter. We're working on about five that will be moving into permanent housing soon. We've been working with law enforcement in the Coachella Valley. We've been working with Palm Springs PD with a few of their parks. Some of those individuals in the parks were on the CV200. So we were able to move some of them into our crisis stabilization housing. So we're continuing to do the work. We have a lot of work to do as it's getting really hot. I think these no-cost memorandum of understandings will help. We're experiencing a lot of individuals with substance misuse and mental health and medical issues. So that's a quick update.
And Director Rogers, what we were planning is to have a full progress and update report on a quarterly basis for that. So,
any other questions or comments? Director Rogers.
Sorry. What is the status of the VAM that you're trying to rehabilitate? Remodel.
The mobile access center is being retrofitted. We're receiving quotes for a wrap, and then we're also working on some technological things like power inverters and a generator for the mobile access center. So all of that is underway, and we should have a further update at the next committee meeting next month.
Mayor Pro Tem Furman.
Hey, Tom, thank you for your hard work. I just had a question regarding the CV200. What's the easiest way or mechanism for us to reach out to you to check and see if someone's on the list or if we can recommend someone? I know sometimes I'm text, sometimes I'm email, but what works for you the best?
I think the text, email, just the process of looking to see if someone's on the list, I know you texted me, so I can get back to you on those two names. So I can do that in a few minutes. But you know, I'm finding that of the 200, we have a lot more homeless in the Coachella Valley. But you know, that there are cases where someone's on the our list. So if you reach out to me, I can check the list and get back to you.
Yeah, thank you. I just know because sometimes I'll get a text and in my mind I responded, and sometimes I don't. And then if I get an email, you know, I can respond to an email anytime, so I'll see that. But I know you have a lot going on, and it's a great effort that I'm seeing. So I just want to make sure that I'm doing as much as I can to make it easier for you and your staff. So thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Other comments or questions? Councilor Member Delgado, I saw your hand was raised.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was just trying to get back in the meeting.
I saw that you went to attendees and came back, so sorry about that. I have a question or two. So one, I was wondering if we might want to consider in the future, these are no cost MOUs, so it sounds like this is to share information and, you know, to get authorization to work on behalf of clients, kind of routine. You know, if like when I was practicing law, I would do this for a lot of organizations. I'm wondering if we might want to think in the future about MOUs that might cost in terms of, you know, securing assistance from organizations like Inland County's legal assistance, for example. At least in Palm Springs, a lot of our residents can't make it to Indio to get help from Inland Counties. And so we've talked a little bit as a city about, you know, what are the ways that we could get their mobile assistance or help support them to come on site. Seems like that's not in their business model. So I just wanted to flag that the city has considered possibly funding or doing grants to some of these organizations. Some we already fund, but some, you know, like Inland Counties, which really is the only legal aid provider that's a federally funded legal aid provider that's providing a lot of this legal assistance to help people get benefits and things like that. So have we thought that through about expanding the footprint of some of these organizations to really secure their help with our clients?
Well, we haven't thought through the cost, but for the no cost with Inland Legal, what we're working on with our mobile access center is to provide Zoom links for outreach or at the access center here. So they're gonna partner with our clients via Zoom, and you know, a release of information is required. In a lot of these agreements, let's say the nursing students, CVAG is this responsible to keep confidentiality and to refer clients to the nursing students. The nursing students are responsible for the HIPAA and the actual medical care. Same with the legal. We're going to leave all the legal and all those things up to Inland Legal, but we will be responsible for referring our clients and working with a referral system and linking them, whether it's through the mobile access center or brick and mortar access center or out in the field. So, we could certainly take that under consideration about the cost MOUs.
Madam Chair, if I could add on to that, is that, you know, a good example that might happen down the road is, you know, we've talked about respite care and the possibility, you know, and discharge planning is, you know, obviously obtaining a couple units close to hospitals would be advantageous, but, you know, there might be the possibility where we would share in the cost of the nursing costs for that. Obviously we would want to leverage, hopefully with like the district or more importantly, IEHP. And that's a lot of the talk we're having with them about that. But I do think it's an option we keep on the table. Obviously we would have to go out, you know, for RFPs and bring it back to the committee for approval. But I think it's something to consider as long as it's strictly focused on, you know, the chronically 200 that the CVAG's CV Housing First mission is about.
Thank you. And for the committee, my thought here is that, you know, in order, it could be that our clients are reaching barriers that might cost us more in the long term. So, you know, if someone's waiting for their disability benefits for a year and they're cycling through our 200 list versus if we could think about funding in Linn counties to get them benefits expedited and have a lawyer, and that would be, you know, 2 months or a month, that would save us a lot in the long run. Does that make sense? And open up space to house more people. So perhaps staff could just think that through. And when you report back on how the MOUs and relationships are going, you could see if report if there are any barriers that might, you know, free up that we might be able to fund, you know, organizations to free up space. And then my last question is about MOUs with the partner organizations, so the members of CVAG. I know that we have sent Tom around to beg for money every year, and some cities have it in their budget. So the city of Palm Springs, we're getting that into the budget. So it's a regular allotment to CVAG. But I'm wondering if there's also information sharing that you might need from between the cities. You're working with police departments throughout the region. So would there be a benefit to doing no-cost MOUs or otherwise other MOUs with the member organizations of CVAG who are participating in this program?
What we're currently doing with some of the cities, we have a simple one-page consent form. If the individual wants to talk to us at CV Housing First, we can, you know, reach out to them and meet them somewhere or have them come to the Access Center here. Usually with client consent, that's probably the first step. If we need to formalize something, I would leave that up to maybe my supervisor. But I think what we're doing right now works fairly efficient with just having the homeless people give us a consent.
And Madam Chair, is, you know, we currently, with the donation that La Quinta does, we do an MOU with them. So maybe this is a discussion that we can have with CVAG staff and maybe agendize for next meeting to talk further about.
Thank you. I think that would be helpful if the committee agrees. I'm seeing heads nod. Any other discussion or comments on this? So we need a motion to authorize the executive director to negotiate and execute these no cap cost MOUs. Is there a motion?
I'll make a motion, Mayor Pro Tem Wayman.
Thank you. I saw Director Rogers second. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The motion passes unanimously. Thank you for your work on this. It's always best practices to have MOUs. The next item is CV Housing First use of the Palm Springs Boxing Club. Staff report, please.
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chair. So we gave you an overall staff report. I'll just highlight a couple things. You know, we originally started in the boxing club, and I really want to thank the city of Palm Springs. It's been a great partner on this in providing the space at no cost to CV Housing First program. But originally, Path of Life moved from their original office in South Palm Springs over to the boxing club. And then when we brought the CV 200 or CV Housing First in-house and created CV 200, Tom and his team continued to operate over there. As the staff report mentions, the city is in discussions with the Well in the Desert about relocating from their current location in the heart of downtown. And one of the possibilities is the boxing club. I also want to make it clear that the city is not kicking us out, that they are still in negotiations on where the Well will be placed. So there is the potential that we could remain there. The main reason for this report and update for you as a committee was just to assure you that if we were to have to vacate the building, that a lot of the operations that occur from the staff are really done in the field anyway. And of course, then with the implementation of the mobile access center, that will be utilized far greater than, say, a fixed facility. Additionally, is Tom Cox has assured us all, and we rightly believe that it will be easy to operate in any location. So it's not a detriment to the operations. And that was really the point of the staff report, is just to give you all an update and then assure you that this shouldn't affect any of the operations of the CV Housing First program. And happy to take any questions you might have.
Thank you. And I'll just add, the city of Palm Springs is extremely committed to this program and to this work that we're all doing together. And we have provided the boxing club for free to CVAG for this time. It's actually not free for us because it's an airport it's a lease from the airport because it's airport land. So we're extremely committed. I think some of the conversations from city staff was that this might not, if CVAG needs office space, this might not be the best location for office space because it could be used for, we used it for an overnight cooling center before. So there's just thought maybe this isn't the best use, but if the city chooses to move in a different direction with this boxing club, but we're committed to helping CVAG find other space, office space in the city of Palm Springs. And I know staff has talked about a few other options. So with that, is there any questions or comments on this? This is just an informational item, so there's no action that's required. It's just to keep you all updated, and we will keep you updated as we move forward. As many of you might have followed, the Well in the Desert Cooling Center has been in our downtown, and then we had Project Room Key, which is a great successful program, but we had some over concentration issues around Well in the Desert and the Quality Inn, and we have growing encampments, and it's really become a huge and growing issue in our downtown. And so the city council is looking at, are there other locations that might be better for the Well in the Desert, since they have a conditional use permit to be downtown. Any other questions or comments?
Madam Chairman, if I may, Cathedral City, continues to, keep looking for a cooling center to do our part here in Coachella Valley. And we got a wonderful letter of recommendation from the Elks Lodge that we were able to use last year. But where I get snagged on when I approach, and I got three good leads right now, it's the finances. And I know I always point to Greg on this, but I understand there's money coming down, from Zach, that we're going to be having some money for this. Do you feel in your bones that you're going to have an answer, what I can propose for some help on rental? I think Cathedral City is going to be able to pick up some costs for Coachella Valley Rescue Mission, but it's actually the rental that I don't think I can get through council to pick that freight up. So
Mark, that's the next item on the agenda. So I'll address that when we get.
Okay. There. I apologize. I got ahead of myself.
Kind of led into that. Anyway, I had some of those questions too. So, okay. Is there anything else on this item? And we'll move, if not, we will move to item 6D, which is the summer cooling centers update from Greg Rodriguez.
All right. And thanks for the lead in, Councilmember Carnevale, appreciate it. So I think most of you know, but for the new members here, the last two summers, I've been able to claw for money to operate basically three overnight summer cooling centers for the heat. And again, those were primarily overnight, only ran about 12 hours. As always, resources are difficult to come by. However, we do have some emergency solutions grant funding that's coming down. So currently, I'm in discussions with the county, primarily on the funding of the cooling centers, but more importantly, on the operations. We are looking at the possibility of running a 24-hour site. Two reasons behind that is, one, to provide those services, because you can't really access the services during the evening hours because agencies are closed or service providers are closed. But more importantly, too, is treating these more as access centers and service centers and not enabling environments. What we're finding that over the last 2 years is that we really didn't, and this is no slam on CVRM at all, because they were able to assist some, providing an overnight place to sleep was basically enabling a lot of the clients that didn't want to proceed to other types of services. So at this point, We are, again, in discussions with the county, also in discussions with CVRM on operations. There was some concern that they might not have the capacity to operate all three. So we might have to go out for an additional provider if we were to choose to do all three locations. So I'm happy to take questions. Again, I can't give you a final answer right now, just because any allocations of that ESG money have to be approved by the Board of Supervisors. So if I make a commitment to you right now, and for God forbid something were to happen, I don't want that egg on my face or the county as well on that commitment. But I know Carrie's on the line and her department is very committed to this. And we see this as a unique opportunity, again, to really get people into full-time services and not such as well as get out of the heat.
Hey, Greg, you went over that pretty quickly. I don't understand. You mentioned that CVRM might not have staff to operate three facilities. Is that what you said?
Yeah, so the communications we've had with them is that it was a big stretch for them to operate all three last year, just administratively and staff wise. And so that's what we've been told.
So what would our alternative be then? Could find one place instead of three, or two instead of three?
Exactly. Those are the discussions we're having. We can also, you know, reach out to other providers such as Martha's to see if they'd be willing to operate that as well.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions or comments?
And Madam Chair, if I could just add, I know the question hasn't come up, but it probably is in some people's mind, is we know it's getting hot. So this is not something we're dragging our feet on. So, you know, we are trying to expedite this as soon as possible.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you to you and Carrie and all of your leadership on this. I know summer cooling overnight shelters or centers are really important. As our residents really are constantly asking for this, especially in the West Valley, where people might not be able to make it to Indio, and Indio doesn't want to, you know, provide that for every single homeless resident in the Valley. So really appreciate it, and let us know how we can support you finding that funding from the county and getting those staffed up. And thank you to CVRM, who really jumped and operated three, you know, of these really quickly and did a really incredible job. And at least when they were operating in the city of Palm Springs, we had zero complaints. No one even knew they were there. It's two blocks from my house, and everyone was really happy with how they operated these. So thank you to the county and CVRM.
Yeah, and Madam Chair, if I could add just a couple of things. Actually, we had no complaints from all three sites, so that was pretty amazing. But I just want to clear up a couple of fiscal notes too. First of all, I want to thank the Desert Healthcare District last year, the year before, and then have already made an allocation for utility coverage. And again, a great partnership with the district. Additionally, there were some questions about if this was a program that CVAG funded, and I want to make it clear that this is not. This is something that's been operated out of our office, the supervisor's office in the county. CVAG's been very supportive as far as partnership, but financially, it's been covered by the county. CVAG was the fiscal agent the first year of operations, and we appreciate again that partnership. But then last year, especially because of the COVID pandemic, Carrie and her team ran those costs through the county on CARES Act and FEMA dollars as well.
Thank you for clarifying that. We need to get your hats. We can have a county hat and a CVAG hat and take them off for us.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anything else on this item? Seeing none, that's just information. So we'll go to the next item, which is informational items. So there's the attendance record in there and financial support for CB Housing First, an update on the Allen Seaman Bus Pass program, meeting reimbursements for elected committee members, and CVAG's participation in the Institute for Local Government's Boost program. So would any committee members like to pull one of those items to go over? Would city staff, would CVAG staff, do you want to discuss any of those items? I don't see that. So we'll go to ex officio updates. So we have ex officio members who are in the attendee list here. So if you have an update to provide, you can press *9 or raise your hand, and we will call on you and hear your short update.
Christy, Charlie here. Can I just backtrack? I'm sorry.
Can we have a little line on the bus class passes and how they're used and how many go out? Seeing that I'm on the Sunline thing, it would be nice. And I brought this up. Do we still do the Seaman Council pass program? So if we may.
Thank you. Yes. So CMAG staff.
Thank you, Council Member Townsend, Mayor Pro Tem Townsend, for the question.
Watch the title now.
The bus pass program, as many of you know, has been around for a number of years. So CVAG buys about $3,000 worth of bus passes a month. We work closely with Sunline to do so. And then we work with our providers. They submit us a request for how many they think they will need in a given month. And we track all that based on their clients. So we distribute it to a provider and they help distribute to their client. What is different now with the CV Housing First program in-house, we are also using some of those for our own clients. And we are with the Sunline resuming its own fares. We have resumed the program and we will also be sending in invoice requesting the $3,000 contribution to all the member jurisdictions as well to help continue the program.
Very good. Erica, are there any student passes that go into this program?
I do not believe that they're student passes, they're day passes. And we have talked to Sunline. I know Sunline has an interest in doing more of an electronic pass moving forward with all their clients. And we have talked about the opportunity as well.
Okay.
Thank you. I'm sorry. I was just corrected. Thank you, Tom Cox. The youth, seniors, and adult passes, we actually do purchase all.
Okay. And that's all wrapped in that one program, correct?
Yes.
Thank you.
Mayor Pro Tem Furman.
Hello, Erica. While we're still on the Sunline, I had a question. I know we have the passes, but do the passes only work for the buses, or are they also valid with Sundial?
I'm not sure on that one. If you will indulge us, it looks like. Oh wait, we might need to move Tom Cox up. It looks like we do just do it with the buses, based on the information for me.
Okay, that is correct. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Any other questions or comments on this? Thank you. Thank you for pulling that. I think it's a lot of the work is sometimes buried in these informational items. Like, these are great programs that CVAG is partnering on and we're using for the people we're serving. So thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Townsend, for pulling that and raising the importance of it. So the next, we're on ex officio updates. So I don't see any hands raised from ex officio members. So then the next item is public comment on non-agenda items. This is the time and place for members of the public to address the Homelessness Committee on items of general interest within the purview of this committee. Please limit comments to 2 minutes. Do we have any public comment?
I do not see any, and we did not receive anything in writing.
Thank you. So the next is announcements. So upcoming Zoom meetings, Homelessness Committee will meet next Wednesday, June 16th at 10 a.m. And the Executive Committee for CVAG will meet Monday, June 7th, 2021 at 4:30 p.m. Are there any final items before we adjourn?
Chair, I would just note for everyone's sake, our CVAG Annual General Assembly is also at the end of June. So we will be sending a reminder to all the cities, but I think it was a very robust and enjoyable event online last year, and we're looking forward to another memorable evening.
Thank you. Any other announcements? Well, thank you all for a productive meeting. We appreciate your service here and your commitment and involvement in this work. So we will go ahead and adjourn at 10:49 and we'll see you back on June 16th. Thank you, everyone. Have a great day.